Okay, everybody, welcome back to the American Activist in this change of pace, change of voice, change of subject matter, and I will be your host for the next hour. My name is Don Harkins. Ordinarily, I'm editor of the Idaho Observer newspaper, and I would love for you to check out our site at idaho-observer.com, see what we've been doing over the last 10 years, and even get an idea of what we've been reporting from the halcyon days of yore. Gosh, remember back to the Clinton era when things were just so bright and shiny then, and now we're in this post 9/11 era, and it's just something how things have transpired. And when I say the halcyon days of yore, I mean I was definitely reporting heavily during the Clinton era too, thinking it couldn't get much worse than this. Well, look around. But anyway, our show is called The American Activist. We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and the point of the exercise every Saturday morning isn't just to keep dwelling on the problems, because all you have to do is wake up in the morning and realize that there's boatloads of them, and our country is in rather dire straits, and our futures look a little grim. However, what we have in our midst are all these marvelous people. My wife, Ingrid, was talking to Dr. Ruza this last hour, and look at the information that came forward there. Look at the inspiration that woman provides. And there are examples abounding of people right next door to us or down the street who are doing what they can to make our world a better place under the most adverse possible circumstances. And so we're about activism, and I don't believe that anything is over even once the fat lady sings, because our souls are permanent. They're timeless. They keep going and growing, and we have an obligation to meet the challenges of our day and go forward in faith and strength and just do it. Whatever it takes, do it, and don't give in to fear and cowardice. And there are a couple of really marvelous things that are happening right now. In fact, there was a really excellent event that took place last weekend in Washington, D.C. We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education put on another show, a weekend of conferences, and some excellent street theater where about 100 people dressed as V, the character in V for Vendetta, came out and did a silent vigil, got some good photos. It was excellent street theater. A lot of people, including a busload of kids on a field trip tour, had their pictures taken with these Vs, and their teachers were asking questions. And so who knows who they were able to affect. Obviously, members of Congress didn't come out and meet them. None of the petitions for redress of grievance were answered yet. But nevertheless, we're being extremely creative in our outreach. And this coming, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, or is it 23rd, 24th, and 25th of April, there's going to be another event, except that it's going to be nationwide. It's building. The communications lines are opening, and truckers seem to be more and more receptive. It's Circle the Wagons, and beginning at noon on that Wednesday, truckers are going to be circling D.C., circling the state capitals of maybe the 48 continental U.S. states, and particularly down in the Southwest, because soon, in about a month and a half, about 1,700 trucks from about 10 different shipping companies in Mexico are just going to have access to the U.S. highways. And it's just beginning, as if they're bringing stuff from Mexico to the U.S., but these cheap truckers with their inferior rigs and lack of knowledge of the American highways and byways and ability to speak and read English are going to be on the roads with you and me, competing with our nation's truckers. And I think they're not going to let it stand. I think that we're going to have a rather large event. And we need your help to make sure every trucker knows. So hang tight. We're going to be right back with Art Pollock and Circle the Wagon.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, everybody, and we are back. And, you know, I believe we have quite obviously entered a unique, fascinating, and potentially extremely rewarding phase of American history right now where we know that the system that we have is, well, I think the acronym is FUBAR, but I probably can't say that on the radio. But there are so many problems right now, and we are at the stage where opening the doors of perception to larger members of the public through creative outreach activities is where we're at this time. We know everything that we need to know to make a case should it ever get into an objective court of competent jurisdiction, but that's never going to happen unless we get a lot more bodies and minds, hearts and souls on our side understanding what's going on. And so creative outreach is in the form of street theater, which was done in D.C. last weekend with We the People, another excellent event thrown by Bob Schultz of We the People. And now we're looking at a different type of street theater. I'm not sure if we can quite call it that, but we're looking at getting the truckers of America to circle the wagons on and by the way, with us this morning is Art Pollack. He's a longtime supporter of the Idaho Observer and Republic Broadcast Network, a pathological patriot, I think that you could say, always out there with his truck, always moving around the country, always telling people what's going on. And Art, thanks for being on the show with us this morning.
Thank you, Don. It's my pleasure.
And so what dates are they? I don't know why it is. I can't get it in my head, but is it 23rd, 24th, and 25th of April?
Yes.
Okay. And that's beginning on a Wednesday at noon, correct?
Right.
Okay, the idea is, well, I guess it has to do with another angle of the Mexican invasion that is really about to really disrupt another aspect of the way we do business in this country.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what then, give us a brief description of what it is that is happening and why the truckers are attempting to organize an event to gain some attention to the problem that's coming.
Well, Don, I mean, the trucking industry is not in the greatest shape as it is because of the fuel prices, and even the price of the equipment, it has gone up drastically. So owner-operators as myself and even a lot of the drivers, I mean, we're not really making the kind of money we would like to make for the amount of hours and the headaches that we put into this job. And so we see what the Mexicans have done to the construction trade. They've come up here and taken jobs away from Americans that were etching out a really nice living, 18, 20 bucks an hour, and they go in and do the job for, you know, anywhere from 5 to 8 bucks an hour, and they're displacing the American construction workers. We see that the trucks coming across the border, over 1,700 are going to be allowed to come in the first phase. I've talked to a lot of truck drivers, and I don't have to tell them. They tell me. They know what that's going to do to our industry. They know that that's going to lower our wages. The competitiveness is just going to be unreal. They're going to start displacing American truck drivers. We're going to have to work for less money just to stay in the business. And at some point in time, a lot of us are going to have to seek other lines of work. And we just do not want to see that happen. A lot of these guys and women love what they do for a living. They have the freedom of the road, but yet they do make a decent living. You know, nobody's getting rich out here, but they do make a decent living. They can afford a home and a car. We don't want to see that taken away from us, Don, and that's exactly what's coming.
Well, and it is also fair to say that this is a symptom of a much, much larger problem. You just mentioned the construction industry. We're also seeing just in general how American middle class, lower middle class, working class Americans are being displaced by policies that are coming down from D.C. and they're adopted by the states as well. And so there are these policies that are destroying the backbone of this country, which would be the working and middle class. And this has been an ongoing process for some time. We saw what happened to farmers in the 80s. It's the same thing. Policies that are intentionally and systematically destroying classes of Americans that serve as the strength and the backbone of this country. And it's time to begin making a stand. And another thing that Americans really need to keep in mind is that everything in this country moves on trucks, except we've talked before, perhaps a 747 or 757 fuselage, which is a little too wide, which moves on rail. Everything else moves on trucks. And so aside from an industry that is quite possibly in peril, we also have a lot of other things that could come up as a result of inferior drivers, inferior equipment, moving this material around the country. Because we're talking about all the chemicals, the oil products, and even military munitions and hardware.
Well, you're exactly right, Don. And the other thing that a good friend of mine, Frosty Woolridge, brought out this last weekend is that these Mexican drivers have never driven in snow. And you got to think about that. These guys get up here, and we got icy roads, we got snow. They don't know how to handle that. And I feel for the American people when they're in and around these guys that have no clue how to drive in this. There's just going to be wrecks everywhere.
Well, we even see it up here. We're being invaded by California at this time, and people who move from southern climes where there's no snow up to northern climes where there is snow, just as in their just personal passenger vehicles, become hazards on the roadway just simply because they don't have the experience. And the damage that they can cause to lots and lots of people just for inexperience in that weather condition is really quite legendary, at least in our part of the world at this time. And so to think what happens when 18-wheelers break loose with inexperienced drivers, and depending on what they're carrying, I think the problems could be quite expansive.
Yeah, but you got to think that the average 18-wheeler is running down the road at 80,000 pounds.
Right.
So even if he's not carrying a hazardous cargo, 80,000 pounds that gets out of control, that's a dangerous situation in itself.
Surely. Okay, so with this in mind, we've got a problem looming. It's more policies coming down from the federal government that are, one, of no value to the American working class, two, quite possibly dangerous to the public, and three, just sheer betrayal of the public trust, as far as I can see it. And so we've got a couple of minutes before the first for our next break. And so describe to me the genesis of this plan to circle the wagons and to make a statement, and what exactly is the statement that's attempting to be made beginning on the 22nd? On the 23rd.
Right. Well, we're calling for boycotting all the border states for those 3 days. No freight in, no freight out. We're calling for owner-operators in particular, because most companies are not going to let their drivers do this, but to take your trucks, go to your state capital. If you go to the website, we're going to have signs on there that you can either make up yourself or you can have them printed off. Put them on your tractor. We want to send a clear message to Congress and the president. You're not giving our jobs away. You're not ruining our industry. The American truck driver is not going to put up with this.
Okay, and so what is that website? Because I want everybody listening. Now, everybody listening, if you aren't a trucker, then if you know truckers, make them aware of this date of potential infamy, because I think that there are major statements that can be made as a result of this activistic endeavor. So what is the website, and how can they get flyers and other things to post to advertise this event?
Okay, the website is SaveAmericaFund.org. And the lady that's heading that up is setting up. She's looking for organizers in every state that will be willing to give their phone number out and have other truckers from their state to call them, and we can organize this so it's not a big fiasco. You can get the flyer. I print it right off the website. I just copied and pasted and made a flyer. I've been handing it out to a lot of guys. And that's what they can do. And like you said, everybody knows a truck driver. Maybe he's down the street. Maybe he's around the corner. If you know him, make sure he's aware of this information, because we're not only fighting for the truckers. This is going to be the final nail in the coffin to do away with the American middle class. And once they kill the trucking industry...
The repercussions of that are just... you can just brainstorm and mind trip on that forever.
That's right.
So, okay, everybody, yeah, repeat the website again, please, and everybody, if you know a trucker or if you are a trucker, tell every other trucker you know. If you know a trucker, tell them so they can tell everybody they know. We have each other in this, and we have to utilize the communications network we have. So what's that website again?
SaveAmericaFund.org.
Okay, everybody, and when we come back, we've got another trucker on the line. His name is Tony. He's fired up on this project as well, and we're going to go to him, get his take on things, and we're just going to expand this thing out. I really feel this, and maybe when we come back, too, I'll mention why it is that I feel this could be such an important day in American history. So hang tight, everybody. We'll be back in a few moments. Listen to the advertisements and support the advertisers. This is Alternative Radio on the Republic Broadcast Network.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Tony.
Hey, Tony. Cool. We'll have you up on in just a few minutes after the break, okay?
Yeah, sure. Whenever you're ready. I'm
all right.
Here.
No, cool. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Yeah, I got a bunch of guys I'm trying to get a hold of now to tune in.
Healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans. They're delicious. Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
We're back Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, 2007. Circle the wagons. National capitals all over the country to be circled by 18-wheelers, truckers out there protesting the federal government's plans to launch, to bring onto the American highway system initially 1,700 trucks from Mexico, from 10 different trucking companies. These trucks are not up to the standards that American truckers have to adhere to. They don't have the insurances. They don't have the experience. And not only that, once they're in country, one would think that they're just going to go back home, pick up another load, and come back, but that's not necessarily true. The likelihood is that these truckers will be free agents once they're in the country, and they'll just start picking up loads at discounted prices. Shippers are going to be interested in that, and another American industry is going to suffer. And we've had about enough of this, I think. And Tony, you're on the line with us this morning. You're fired up for Circle the Wagons. What's your take on this thing? And let's start with, where are you located? Where do you generally drive?
I go all over. I chase produce. Basically, I pull a refrigerated van, and I go wherever the produce is grown and wherever it's in demand is where I take it, you know.
Okay, and you're an owner-operator also?
Oh, yeah. I own my own truck and trailer, and I'm part of a company that only has just a few of us.
Okay, and so...
You know, when I say a few, I mean four.
Okay, cool. And so you typify small American business and entrepreneurship, and you're threatened by the policies that are coming down the pike, and you are fired up to participate in an activistic endeavor nationwide to bring attention to this thing and stop, which is just going to be another act of highway suicide by the federal government.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, the interstate system. You know, I know when Eisenhower created it, he had a good thing in mind to get us across the country quicker, but it destroyed the whole personality of the country. You know, I don't know if you ever drove down Route 66 and taken it all the way from Chicago to L.A., but it's there was a lot of personality, a lot of mom-and-pop places and truck stops and stuff that were just, they're not there anymore. They're gone. The interstate system destroyed the whole personality of the country, I think.
Well, I know what you mean. I travel a lot, and when I can, particularly throughout the Northwest, I prefer not to take Interstate 90. I prefer to take the highways and loop on through the various towns. And I know exactly what you mean. There's a freeway character, which is get on and go. And then there's the highway character, which is where you cruise through the various towns and meet the people, go to the restaurants, go to the gas stations, stay at the hotels, and just kind of go on your merry way. It takes a little bit, a longer amount of time, but the experience is not to even be compared.
Oh, yeah, but the thing about it is that, you know, these Mexican trucks that are going to come up here, they don't know their way around. They don't know how to get in and out of these places, okay? And a lot of times when you're going into a major city, there's no place to pull over to check a map. I mean, you got to know what you're doing before you leave the truck stop.
Right.
You know, and as far as stealing our freight goes, you know, they're going to undercut the whole profit margin that we have now, which is bad. It's gotten worse. I've been out here since '86.
Right.
You know, and I've spent a lot of time out here, and I've always pulled a refrigerated van. And I feel that I feed the country. I help feed the country.
Sure.
I can't do it single-handedly, but, you know, there's a
right.
lot of us out here, you know. And then years ago, they used to call us chicken haulers because of our orange lights on our truck. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the more you had, the bigger the chicken hauler you were, I guess. You know, but it kind of falls into, it's like a stereotype, I guess. But
sure.
A lot of the guys, the new drivers out here today, they're not being trained right, and they're having a hard time getting around.
Okay, well, we've got about a minute or so before this coming break, and so what is it that you're doing right now? I know that you're fired up on this program, on this project, and Alan Art brought you up because of that. What are you doing to get people motivated, and what is your impression of the amount of truckers that are going to be contacted and will be able to participate come the 23rd, 24th, and 25th?
Well, I talk to everybody that I work with directly with my company and a couple other companies that are small, you know, privately owned companies, and we're gonna do everything we can, but you can't do it single-handedly. We got to get organized.
Well, that's exactly correct. So how are you advising people to organize?
By staying in touch with each other on the phones. You know, everybody has a cell phone anymore.
Sure.
And just exchanging numbers and keeping in touch with each other, and that's the best way we could keep in contact besides on the CB radio. Yeah.
Well, I've been an activist for a number of years, and I know that whenever we want to get something done for America, we have to do it. We only have each other. We don't have the dominant media. We don't have the help of our legislators. We don't have help from anybody but each other. And that's why I urge people to get to SaveAmericaFund.org, get up to speed on the project, talk to every trucker you know, and get with this program. It's going to be interesting. And when we come back, we'll be back with Art Pollock, and I've got a little insight I'd like to provide for you as well. So be back. We'll be...
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Everybody, and we're back, and we are talking about, I think it's a really exciting project for activism that is coming up. It's looming, and it's growing, and it's about circling the wagons. We've got 1,700 trucks from Mexico are slated to invade the highways and byways of this country here in about a little over a month from now, and we've got the American trucking industry, I believe, rising to the challenge. And now let me tell you why it is that this is so, it just strikes me at a really deep core. And that's because about 10 years or so ago, I had a friend who's now deceased. His name is Richard Scharfenberg, a brilliant researcher from Riverside, California, who is also a Seventh-day Adventist. And he showed me one time a piece of paper, and it was out of a book of Seventh-day Adventist prophecies, I believe, and I wish I had better recollection. I wish I would have taken a copy of it at the time. And I remember it being from Ellen White, who ran the Seventh-day Adventist Church for a number of years until her death in 1916, which is really an incongruous point in my mind because I remember this thing being from 1935, but it was a prophecy that at some prearranged time, the truckers of America would take their various loads to specific and strategic locations and hold the nation hostage. Now, the impression wasn't that the truckers were going to hold the nation, the American people, hostage, but that the truckers were going to be rising up as being part of the American people to hold the nation hostage against the federal government. And now, again, when you think about it, the truckers of this country are really the unsung heroes in many ways, because they move everything, and that includes the food that we eat, just like we had Tony up a few moments ago, the food that we eat, the refrigerator trucks, but also the material and hardware for military applications, the chemicals, the solvents, the paint, just everything, food, you know, dry goods, everything that we use in this country and depend on to be in our stores is moved on trucks. Much of that material is strategic material. And if the truckers of America united, it would quite possibly be America's greatest hope to bring these people and their treasonous, betraying policies to their knees. And that's why when we're talking about Circle the Wagon, Monday through Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, we have a really big chance to make a public display of nonviolent civil disobedience, actually make these guys pay attention in D.C. and their lackeys in our state capitals. And so we have on the line with us now, too, thanks to Art Pollock, who has joined us on the show initially. He lined up several other truckers for us to give us other perspectives on what's going on. And we had David on the line, too. Hey, David, welcome to the show, and thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah, go ahead. Hello.
Hey, David, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, all right. So where are you right now?
I'm in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And you're fired up for this project as well. Tell me your take on it and how you propose that all of us out here can be helping to get the word out as quickly and efficiently as possible.
All right, I'm going to give you a very fast rundown about this. Not a lot of people understand what's about to take place.
Okay, please.
But I am a Seventh-day Adventist.
Oh, excellent.
And I'm also very well-versed in prophecy and in the course of what the Constitution was designed to prohibit.
Okay, so are you familiar with the prophecy that I was referring to?
Yes.
Oh, I'm bless you. That's been lost in my mind for a number of years now, and so thank you for coming on the show to clarify that point anyway.
Well, what's about to transpire is the laws of trespass, you know, where one man is not allowed to trespass upon another.
Sure.
The Constitution was written to protect the property and rights of others from trespass, whether it's from government or whether it's from your next-door neighbor, or from other governments, or from other people.
Good point. Very good, concise point.
What policy is about to do is it's about to usurp the Constitution in saying that the Constitution is irrelevant, and policy now says you're allowed to trespass. Foreigners are allowed to trespass. They're going to remove that border. And when you look at the country, everything is by borders, by lines. I live in the county of Northampton. I live in the state or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and we all have borders. The constitutions of every state, the national constitution, these were all designed to limit people from trespassing from their assigned duties or areas. Prophecy says that is going to not be so, that the United States is about to do something prophetically, and it is going to trespass, and it's going to allow other people to trespass. You could look at this in a very deep way or in a very shallow way, shallow speaking. If we don't get down there and secure our borders, they're going to come in, and they are going to trespass on my job because I drive a truck. The security in driving a truck will be in vain if we don't do something.
Well, sure. And so when did you get hooked up with the idea of Circle the Wagons? And, again, what are you doing in order to get this out far and wide so that the event comes off with the authority that we are hoping for?
Well, like our founding fathers did, they sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. I had the honor and the pleasure of participating in Aaron Russo's film for the opening premiere in New York City, and I spent as much money as I possibly needed to charter a bus, pay for the tickets, get the people on board, go see the film. That is what needs to be done to get this going. It's going to take the sacrifice of people to realize the importance of it and do what needs to be done.
No, I couldn't agree more. I also talked to Art earlier in the week, and I would like your comments on the strength and efficiency of the truckers' communications capabilities and network. And I was hoping, and this may be a little naive on my part, but that if there is a trucker important event in one part of the country and somebody gets on the horn, that pretty much throughout the trucking industry people can be made aware of it. And he didn't think that was quite the case, but with a little ingenuity, do you think that we could have the bulk of the truckers of this country informed by the 23rd?
By the 23rd? Well, I'll put it to you this way. Word travels fast in the trucking industry.
Right.
That's not a problem. The word will travel very, very quickly all across the United States. It will travel. Problem is, there's an old phrase, people have forgotten it. United we stand, divided we fall.
Right.
And the problem that we're all going to face, irregardless of occupation or gender, doesn't matter, we're going to face the problem of uniting the entire industry to do this. They'll hear about it. The problem is uniting, getting everybody to collectively do that which needs to be done.
Well, what do you think, too, what percentage of the trucks on the road are owner-operators?
Oh, 2%.
2%, okay. And so those guys, because they're owner-operators, they're entrepreneurial, they're their own bosses, so to speak, are more disposed towards just making the decision to go that route, because they have the authority of their own lives to do that.
Yeah,
what do you think the chances are, then, of the other 98%, if 2% can kind of sway the whole project into happening, what about the other 98%? Do you think that they will get the word as it's happening and be able to jump up and wherever they happen to be, go to the nearest capital and participate?
It's going to be a very difficult task we're facing.
Okay.
I'm being a realist. I'm a realist. Seriously,
good.
I've been a part of other strikes, and collectively speaking, I took the notion to shut down and strike and boycott for the events that were very important, even though that they were not my 88,000 trucks came off the road when Yellow Freight and Consolidated Freight and UPS, when they all strike, those union out, I took off for that period of time.
Okay.
But this, you're talking of an event that's, there's 8 million trucks on America's highways. That's what makes this country move.
Right.
And to have a profound effect, or at least for Washington to hear us, it's going to take a lot of people to be down there on those borders.
Sure. Now, I've traveled this country quite a bit myself, not obviously as prolifically as your average trucker, but I've been through the Chicago area twice, and I recall in both instances the percentage of vehicles on the road being 18-wheelers, and being shocked and feeling a little bit like a midget on the road because of the volume of trucks that are coming and going in the Chicago area. And my thoughts on that would be that if those trucks, starting at about noon on Monday the 23rd, would just stop. It would just snarl everything. And not that we want to disrupt commerce in a negative way, but making a statement seems to be the most important thing that we can be accomplishing here.
Art Pollock is a personal friend. He knows me very well. And I'm not speaking loose lies. I'm speaking real words here. If you want an experience of the battle and the task that we face, get a Citizens Band radio, plug it in, turn on Channel 19, and you listen. Just listen. And if you can, preach. And if you can preach, preach it loud. But you'll see the task that we are. We're at odds with an entire population of people that are asleep. And the Patriot movement is gaining momentum, but not in the sheer numbers that we're going to need to stop what's coming. We need to get more people involved, get them educated, and have a united front of people down there on those borders. We need people that are at the halls of Congress or at our state legislatures or even at our city council levels to start screaming about this. You've got to start at local grassroots levels to start raising an awareness about this.
No, I completely agree, and that's why I opened the show by stating that we're at the stage where we know that things are going badly. We have enough evidence if we were actually to get any of this stuff into court. But what we need now is creative means of public outreach and unique street theater, and demonstrations of this kind are definitely the way to go.
So, I'm listening on the phone. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on there, Art. I hear you in the background. Go ahead. What's up?
Oh, I was just talking to Tony here. I wanted to give him one of your newspapers so he can see what it is you do.
Well, we can go ahead and arrange that. But David, thank you very much for calling in. I believe I've also got Robert on the line. Robert, are you in? Hey, Robert, are you sticking with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, all right, Robert. You're calling in from Arizona. You're not even on the East Coast now. What can we do for you?
I've done some driving years ago with my uncle. We were independent. I have a feeling that what we're looking at here in this country is, you guys have mentioned the divide and conquer factor, and I'm afraid that we are a house divided. I think that everybody thinks about their own self-interest. You know, one of the curses of technology, if you will, is...
Well, and we've been also conditioned to be living in our own little private hells through the public instruction system and generations of this me generation stuff. I mean, we've had several me generations in a row now, so I completely agree with you, but I pretty much refuse to give up hope, because we do have these various things that come up where everybody's personal self-interest is being challenged, and if enough people realize that, then all these self-interested people can come together and do something greater.
Well, I'd like to know a couple of things. What happens to these truckers that are operating out of Mexico when they make profits operating inside this country? Are they going to be paying taxes on those profits here?
Well, I think those are the things that one of the things that we're really beginning to see at just at the state level as well as the federal level with regard to all this orgy of legislation that is being passed, is that none of it's really thought out very well. It's not harmonized with existing laws, and they don't really plot and predict the outcomes of what's going on. The tendency is for these guys to do something, start enforcing it selectively as always, and then when there's problems, go ahead and slap a legislative Band-Aid crossways over that. And what we have, if you were to remove all these Band-Aids and all these laws and rules and regulations that are all conflicting and not harmonious with one another, you get to the bottom of all this stuff and you've got gangrene. And that's probably an excellent analogy for what's happening to our country.
I think we're almost beyond the stage of gangrene in some ways. When you look back 100 years into this country's history, before 1910, you didn't even have a fence at the border between Nogales, Arizona and Nogales, Mexico. You didn't have border crossings that were regulated, so to speak, in many of the areas. And the reason being was, before the revolution in 1917 in Mexico, which was financed by Wall Street, I'm ashamed to say, you had a middle class that was prosperous in Mexico, and people there worked there, and they made their money, and they had their families, and they had their middle class. They had no reason to come here. Same thing in Canada for the most part. You don't have, they almost deliberately created an underclass of people in Mexico through the war that was, encouraged in 1917 and the destruction of the middle class in Mexico, which occurred over a number of decades. It took a while to devastate them, but eventually they were brought down and the middle class in Mexico was the smallest group of people. And now,
well, most, I don't mean to interrupt you, but most assuredly, political pressures on both sides of the border have created the set of circumstances we have now. And indeed, if you go back through history, you'll see that mass migrations of people willing to leave their homeland are due to politically created pressures that force these massive migrations to occur. And so that is definitely the zone that we're in right now. And that's what this event, Circling the Wagons, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of April, is intending to at least begin the process of bringing increased public awareness to. So, Robert, thank you so much for your comments. And we've got a break coming up, and then we'll have a few short minutes after that. And I think that we've been very productive this morning and activistic, and that really makes me happy. So we'll be back in just a few moments on The American Activist.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Okay, and here we are, the closing moments of this week's edition and installment of The American Activist here on the Republic Broadcast Network. And Art, if you're still there, I'd like to close the show with a couple of comments from you. You still there?
Still here.
Hey, all right. Now, thank you very much for helping to choreograph the talent that appeared on the show today. I think that we have gotten some really good opinions out there, some good perspective on what's going on. And again, thank you very much. And again, it's SaveAmericaFund.org to get the information necessary to participate in this thing. And what is your sense of, over the last couple of weeks, you've been on this, you've been telling everybody, talking to everybody, doing what you can to spread the word. What is your sense of how the word is spreading, and do you have an idea of what kind of participation we can expect beginning the 23rd?
Well, my crystal ball's in the shop, Don, but...
Good answer, by the way.
Right. The people that I'm talking to are angry about this because they all know what it's going to mean. Now, as David brought out, I think the owner-operators, for the most part, are going to jump in because they have the ability to shut their truck down if they want to.
Sure.
The company drivers, for the most part, don't have that privilege. But these company drivers better remember one thing now. They can either stand up for their rights now or look for work later, because that's what it's going to be coming to. They can protect their, yeah, the boss is not going to like it, but if they want to keep driving, they better pitch in and help us out, or they're going to be digging ditches or whatever. I don't even know if they can do that anymore. Maybe working at Walmart as a greeter.
We're definitely at this point. I think that's a patriot needs to make choices. I mean, everybody needs to make choices, and I guess that determines whether they're a patriot or not. Are you going to stand up and do what's right, or are you going to just continue doing your job? You know, we've got a country in peril here, and the reason that it is so imperiled is because for so many years now, people have just been doing their jobs, and I think people in government employ are the worst offenders of this particular just doing my job philosophy, and we've got to make stands. We got to stand in principle, and this is an ideal opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. And I would like to ask all your listeners, whether you're a truck driver or not, go to the website, SaveAmericaFund.org, print off some material, get it to any truck drivers you know, explain to them what it's all about. And for the really motivated people, maybe print some off and go down to your local truck stop, hand out some flyers. This is not just about the trucking industry. This is about America. They're trying to kill our middle class, and they're going to succeed if they take the trucking industry down.
And that's a really good point. It is rather simple. Every single community in this country has a truck stop, and it's fairly inexpensive to go make copies of things, and the least that you can accomplish with somebody is get somebody that's not going to be interested, but you can hand this material out. You can spread it around. You can help. And it is. It's time for us to do this. And everybody, we have something really unique and interesting going on if we can engage the trucking industry of this country to participate in this level of activism. And that is something that one of our callers said, 80,000 pounds a rig. Think about it. We can make a difference. So everybody, thanks again, Art. 23rd, 24th, 25th of April. Be there or be square. Circle the wagons. Everybody, it's been great. Get to work. Speak to people's listening, write to their reading, and get out and make a difference in our world today and be a part of circling the wagon. It's